to witness history in the making.
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio.
What horrible spirit-crushing thing are you gonna tell me now?
It's the George Plaster Show.
Americans heard the news and went wild.
Let's take some calls from the public, shall we?
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600, and online at WNSR.com. And now, George Plaster.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome in. It's a beautiful day out there. Mid-70s. Nice gust of wind. Perfect day for my team to get their series over with. Ray, can we begin the show in proper fashion?
You put yourself in a lose-lose situation. Tell me you don't want to win the play with that organization. You coming back up just to show face. Because his day in Philadelphia, if he comes back, will not be a nice one. Those players, those James Robinson,
oh, yeah. I'm ready. Terry, are you ready?
I'm ready to see a good ball game. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. Nice sportsmanship there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, baseball season is over for me. Although I'm continuing to watch the playoffs.
Yeah. Watson, hello. How are you?
I'm doing good, George. You've had some fun.
Oh,
isn't that a great series? This is old-timey, man. The pitching's been unbelievable.
Yeah.
You hunt for every run you can find. Braves are doing good. They've been here before, though. They've got to finish it out.
Oh, yeah.
Last year, they were right here, matter of fact, and had two games to up, right? Not just one.
Yeah, the difference was they had already won two series. In the COVID year, you had that weird two out of three where they beat Cincinnati, and then really the series against the Marlins was kind of a dud.
Yeah.
And then they moved in, you know, out of kindergarten and got in there with the big boys, the Dodgers. So I'm really conflicted, Watson, because if the Braves were to advance, if it's the Dodgers they play, they have home field, meaning games one and two would be Saturday and Sunday in Atlanta. And this just in, I will be there. I know that surprises no one.
I'd be surprised if you weren't there.
Yeah. So, Watson, yesterday, it was loud. I mean, it was what it should be. It was also about 10 degrees warmer down there. It was hot. Mid-80s, you know, at noontime. Atlanta has always been a little on the blasé side when it comes to playoff baseball. They've had scenarios where they didn't sell out. They did sell out yesterday. I thought their management went to some great lengths to see to it that the crowd would be into it early, and then Jock Peterson hit the bomb, and really that was it.
It's all it needed to be. That wasn't all it. The pitching's been unbelievable.
Yeah,
honestly, by both teams, but the pitching's just been unbelievable. The three starters for the Braves now have just been on fire. It's unbelievable.
So game four is in a little more than 2 hours, 4:15 Nashville time. I'll admit I'm a little surprised at where the Braves have gone with this, but I kind of like it. They have bypassed Waskar Enoa, who has not been all that good since he got back from the injury. Obviously, Brian Snitker talked to Charlie Morton, who must have said, "Give me the ball. 3 days rest, I'll do it." Milwaukee has chosen not to do that, and they're going with a left-hander, Eric Lauer. Terry, I don't know that much about Lauer. Do you?
I don't either. But obviously, the Brewers have some faith in him because their season's riding on him.
7-5 record, 3.19 ERA.
It's pretty solid ERA.
Yeah, 20 starts this year. If there is a game five, if Atlanta loses today, they go back to Milwaukee, and Thursday would be the pitching matchup of all pitching matchups. Corbin Burns, who probably is going to win the Cy Young Award, against Max Fried, who has been the last 2 months Cy Young Award winner. He has been lights out. Good luck facing him.
Yeah, that could be a heck of a pitching matchup. I mean, we've seen a lot of good pitching matchups. Dodgers-Giants game last night was amazing.
Where are the Giants getting it from? I swear I don't know.
I tell you what, they looked good last night defensively. And that's an underrated part of playoff baseball, is when you can make extraordinary plays like the one Brandon Crawford did on Mookie Betts. That saved two runs right there. That saved the ball game because that ball was headed for the gap and two runs were going to score.
Yeah.
Well, what a vertical. He got up.
Oh.
What a vertical that was.
Watson, on the Braves side, it seems to me that the big key has been that Milwaukee has not gotten a lot of this group. Jesse Chavez, A.J. Minter, Jacob Webb, the scrubs, the relievers who you don't trust. And in a short series, if you can get really good starting pitching, you can avoid the junk and go right to the Tyler Matzicks, the Luke Jacksons, sort of Will Smith, even though none of us who watch him trust him.
Can avoid the flotsam, as they say.
What is that?
Flotsam.
Thank you.
The stuff that just kind of floats around.
And consistent pitching. It's not one great one, and then the next day you get into the bullpen deep. They've been able to consistently. And the one thing that I thought coming into this series, why I picked the Braves, the Brewers ain't been hitting the ball.
Uh-uh.
They have not been hitting the ball as of late for whatever reason, and baseball is really funky that way. I've been on teams like that myself. I've been like that myself. You just all of a sudden you hit a funk, and for about just a little bit of time, you don't get the breaks. Balls you hit good, go right at somebody. I mean, that's what I think, and that's not to take away from the Braves because I think the pitching's been. I mean, if they pitch like this, it don't matter who they're playing. They're going to have a chance to win the whole thing with this kind of pitching.
Okay, let's get a little closer to home and put Terry to work right now.
And now it's time for Stat of the Day. Brought to you by Soul Tea, the organic hand-blended tea that's good for the soul. And now, here he is, George.
Well.
Oh, okay, boy. Terry, what's the stat of the day?
The stat of the day, I don't know. It's I was going to talk about it.
Okay. Let's now put Terry to work. Take two.
Terry McCormick's Daily Titans Update is brought to you by Soul Tea, your all-natural, caffeine-free dietary supplement for optimal cholesterol health. Online at soultea.com. That's SOLTEA.com. This is Terry McCormick's Daily Titans Update.
So, Terry, you and I have not talked since the win over Jacksonville. Health-wise, how'd they come out of it?
Well, still got a little bit of injury problems, and we'll know more about that tomorrow. Christian Fulton left the game with a hamstring injury, which allowed Caleb Farley to get on the field. But the one thing that I wanted to emphasize and talk about during this segment is Harold Landry. He has really been playing well. And I think that, you know, with 4.5 sacks in 5 games, and he's affected the quarterback numerous times over that span beyond just the sacks, this is something that I think most of us, if you would have asked before the season, we would have thought that Harold Landry, being in the last year of his contract, was probably going to head out the door, much like a lot of their other high draft picks have, like a Corey Davis and a Jack Conklin and some of those guys. But Harold Landry may be playing himself into the Titans' plans, because as desperate as they've been for pass rush, this guy's providing it, and I don't think they can afford to let him get away. I think it's sort of like gasoline. You better fill up at $2.95 because tomorrow it might be $3.10. And if Harold Landry continues to play the way he has been, the price is going to continue to go up. I know John Robinson doesn't do a lot of negotiating in season, but this is one where he might want to break ranks and think about that.
Oh, listen to that. Playing general manager, are we?
A little bit. Just, yeah. You know, just throwing it out there.
What else would you like to leave us with?
Well, Titans obviously got a big challenge Monday night, playing the Buffalo Bills, who just absolutely thrashed Kansas City on Sunday Night Football.
Looked like the best team in the AFC is what they
look. Yes, they did.
Like.
And this is going to be a good measuring stick for the Titans, because if you look at the standings, the Titans are only 3-2. But everybody else is either – they have more wins at 3-2 than the rest of the division combined. Colts lost in overtime last night. Lamar Jackson putting on a show in the second half. And the Jaguars and the Texans are just hopeless. So if you're the Titans, this is a good measuring stick to kind of see how you stack up with some of these other contenders over the next couple of weeks, especially with home games against Buffalo and Kansas City. So to me, this week is very important, and the extra day may help, because they may be able to get some of these guys who are, you know, dinged up, back and in the fold. You know, another guy that's been hurt seemingly every week is Roger Saffold. He's only played one game this year, start to finish. Every other game he's had to leave. Some of them he's come back, but this is, that extra day might be very important to the Titans, George.
Got it. Or at least I think I got it.
There you go.
Monday night, 7:15. Buffalo is in town. So, Watson, we have fallout from the John Gruden story. And obviously, we're going to get into the whole John Gruden mess here in just a few moments. But listen to this one. Guess who has come out and really ripped into Gruden?
I don't know.
Keyshawn Johnson. Calling his former head coach a fraud and a used car salesman.
Ouch.
You know, it's funny because I think I'm right. I think I've called some teams frauds.
Yes. I'm not to jump ahead and get into underdogs, but I'm about to call the team that I picked last week a fraud.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
They're terrible.
So here's what Keyshawn said. I didn't know that John would say things like that and put them in an email. He's just always been a fraud to me. From day one, he's been a used car salesman. And people bought it because he inherited a championship team built by Tony Dungy and Rich McKay. And he came in there with a little bit of different energy than we had with Tony. And it kind of kicked us over the top to get our world championship, which I am grateful for. But at the same time, I also saw through who he was through that journey of getting a championship. Wow.
That's interesting.
Isn't it, though? Not sure what needs to be said on that. Kind of quiet around here. But I understand. We'll get noisy about this in a moment. Let's check in on the one playoff game that is going on right now. By the way, baseball is having terrific playoff series. No sweeps. And all of a sudden, the White Sox starting to make a little noise in their series. They are up 1-0 on Houston, top three at Comiskey, or whatever in the hell it is they call it now. It'll always be Comiskey to me.
Ah, yes.
Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay, when we come back, two words that we'll discuss. John Gruden. Oof. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
If you're tired of the same old company holiday party or would like to reward your team with a fun night out, then Strike and Spare Family Fun Center is the place to be. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center specializes in group events, no matter how big or small. So contact the locations in Tusculum, Donelson, Hermitage, Murfreesboro, or Hendersonville to reserve your event. Plus, Hendersonville and Murfreesboro offers bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. Visit them online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center, where fun is bowling.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
Over the last several months, you've heard me talk about golf, and in particular, Riverside Golf Links. It's at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard. Earlier this summer, I went out and played, and I found out for sure that the things I've been saying to you in the commercial were absolutely true. So I want to take this and go one step farther. As the weather gets a little bit cooler, you might think about next year in golf, tournaments you might be involved in, tournaments you might set up. Let me strongly suggest Riverside Golf Links. I did this with a friend earlier, and they got it all set up, and they'll be playing a tournament next year. They've got 27 holes. You can simply go to riversidegolflinks.com or give them a call, 615-847-5074. It's golf the way you want it at Riverside Golf Links.
If you have roofing, siding, or gutter needs, A&R Roofing is your one-stop solution. A&R Roofing combines the small-town values you trust with the big-league quality required to get the job done right. If you have an old roof that needs replacing or one that has storm damage, A&R Roofing can provide you with a free inspection. They specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofing, and custom copper roofing. A&R Roofing can also take care of your siding needs, whether it's vinyl siding, hardy board, or board and batten. Call Bob at A&R Roofing, 615-389-1916.
Golfers, it's time to tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops for the Callaway Apex Trade-In event running now through October 31st. Bring in any of your old clubs and receive a 50% trade-in bonus towards new Apex 21 irons. The Apex, Apex Pro, and Apex DCB are designed with artificial intelligence for faster ball speeds. Swing by and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
It's a Bill King Show.
Getting to the sodium pentothal time, which would be the games, because there's nothing that replaces the games. You can practice all you want. The truth serum is the game. Practice is very important to sharpen your craft, but it's not where you get graded. You get your report card from the stats in the ball game.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
We are back. Last night, right in the middle of a weird Indy Baltimore game that had all kinds of turns and switches, and one team looks great and the other looks dead, and then boom, the other one comes alive. All of a sudden, with about 3 minutes left in the half, ESPN goes to a bulletin. And the bulletin was that John Gruden was out as the Raiders coach. Now, I will admit that I've thought all along this could get really hairy, but I didn't know what apparently the New York Times knew when they put out what it was they put out, and then we find out the NFL had sent all this to the Raiders. Watson, let me start with you. What in the world was John Gruden thinking, sending that kind of stuff in an email?
Oh, I have no idea, George. It really doesn't matter what his inner feelings are. If he's legit and doesn't have a racist bone or a misogynistic bone in his body, or if he does, it don't matter. You say those things. It's just the way it is. And that's the way it should be. You can't do that. You just cannot do that. And I feel for anybody that gets caught in that spot. I really feel for somebody that doesn't truly feel that way, but is just mouthing off. And I've known people like that. It doesn't matter, though. It really, and I'm not saying that about, I don't know John. I don't know John at all. It's one of the few that I haven't met. And but I just feel for him. And gosh, you know, I'm sure you'd love to have all that back. Why in the world you would say those things is one thing, but to put them in paper, put it down in writing, I just blows my mind.
Watson, is this a day where the coaching community is kind of going around looking at 5-8 years worth of emails to wonder if they've sent something that could have them as the next one?
I hope not. I hadn't thought twice about it. I've never done that. Never would. Never said anything like that, and never put anything in writing like that. I wouldn't have to think twice about it. I would like to think there's a whole bunch of coaches that don't have to think twice about that. That is not the rule. That's more the exception, in my opinion, a major exception. And you talked about Keyshawn Johnson. I go way back with Keyshawn, and I'm not the reason I was quiet. I'm not going to go there. Let's just let it be at that. So I've also seen other guys that have come out and defended him and
right.
said that's not the way he is at all. So let's say it on both sides. And that's not me taking up for John. All I'm saying is I've listened to Tariq. I've listened to Dungy. I've listened to another couple of players, and they said that's just not him. That's not what he is. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And you get to this point, it didn't take them long, and it shouldn't take them long. You just can't do that.
Astros, by the way, have gone ahead of the White Sox 2-1. Now they're headed to the bottom of the third at Comiskey 2. That's where I'm going with that, Terry.
Yes, Comiskey 2.
So, look at that play. You ever heard the saying, tie goes to the base runner? Now, I'm sorry for those of you who cannot see this, but the first angle is an absolute dead tie. Tie goes to a base runner. Let's see if they reverse that. Anyway, Terry, help me with maybe the minutiae of what a team is allowed to do and what they're not allowed to do when their coach has this happen. Am I right? They can only hire interim.
Yeah, I think for right now, that's all they could do. I'm assume that at some point when they get around to hiring a regular coach, you know, somebody on a permanent basis, they'll have to go through the Rooney Rule requirements, which will require some minority candidates to be brought in and interviewed for the job, and then they will choose from there. But right now, I would think that you would want whoever the interim coach is. And
Rich Bisaccia.
Yeah. I would think
special teams coach.
I would think that they would want him to probably continue on in the same types of schemes that they have already been running, because if you change this, if you bring somebody in and they're changing the terminology and the schemes in the middle of the year, then that's just a recipe for disaster.
But what I'm asking you is, am I right? The NFL has a rule that right now You cannot name a permanent. You can name an interim, but you cannot name him permanent.
I'm not 100% sure on that. You may be right because of the Rooney rule. Now, if Bisaccia takes over and they go, what, five games, if they go 10-2 the rest of the way, you know he's going to get the job. You know, but they will probably still have to go through the formalities of the Rooney rule and, you know, comply with that before they can actually give him the job.
So, Watson, help me. If you're the interim and your next big meeting with the team is tomorrow morning, what's that meeting like?
Well, he's got to walk in and take control and be very positive and let's go, guys. This is life. We dealt these things. It's not on the football field. We deal with this all the time. You get up one day and if things going great and you've got a real sick child or whatever, we got to get going here. That's the way he'll walk in the room and they should follow him. That's their jobs. It's those they're paid to do that. I think they will. I really do. I think the Jacksonville players have reacted pretty well. We read a lot of secondhand things that Jacksonville players have said. No names, of course. That's always the way it works. But I thought the Jacksonville team played very hard Sunday and gave it their best. Not very good at times, but I thought they really tried hard in that game.
So, as you look at the Oakland situation, I watched their game Sunday against the Bears. Terry, I thought they played like zombies.
They were dreadful. I mean, the Bears are not exactly world beaters, and they dominated that game.
That game was in Oakland.
Las Vegas.
What am I saying? God.
Las Vegas.
In Vegas.
Yeah. Here's my question on this. How do things like this resurface after 10 years? Because you know that somebody somewhere had to leak it to the New York Times, because I don't think they're just going around sifting through old emails trying to catch somebody doing something. My question is, who had the vendetta against John Gruden that knew that he had done these things and leaked it out?
Okay, some of this is fact, and Watson, help me with this. Some of this is fact, and then some of this is going to come under, I'm going to use a professional word, conjecture. The NFL has been investigating for a couple of years the Washington football team, a.k.a. Little Small Stuff.
Yes.
Daniel. And, you know, this has been going on for a while. Apparently, in that investigation, Bruce Allen, who has worked for the Redskins, I guess had to turn over all his emails. And in those emails was one particular one that had to do with DeMaurice Smith. Okay, that got out, what was it, middle of the day on Friday?
Something like
that.
That
one got out? Okay, yes. I'm guessing here, conjecture, that the NFL wanted the Raiders to do the dirty work. To go in and say, well, we can't have this. You're out of here. Okay, but instead, Mark Davis, and I don't know what he knew or what he didn't know, may have looked the other way under the guise of, my goodness, we got a game on Sunday. I can't make the change now. I'll deal with it once the game is over. Okay, Watson, would you buy any of where I've gone so far?
And the reason I would buy it, is the look in John Gruden's eyes. I know from coaching 46 years, I know the look. I had it once in Nashville, Tennessee. I know the look, and I think he wasn't the same in that game. He was not the same at all in that game.
Right.
That tells me there was more there. He already knew there was more there, and he knew it was over.
Okay, now back to conjecture. I am believing, Terry, that the NFL was pissed off that Mark Davis didn't take the bull by the horns before the Bears game. And so to ensure that nothing more, that this was not going to be allowed to go on, you've got a commissioner who Gruden at some point ripped.
Yes. Called him a couple of very uncomplimentary names.
Yeah. By the way, he may have to get in line on that one. guy makes $42 million a year, for God's sakes. Although what that has to do with anything, I don't really know. But here's my gut feeling, is that the NFL, waiting for Oakland and Mark Davis to do the dirty work, was disappointed over the weekend when Gruden was allowed to continue to coach. So rather than take the chance that this would die down, I believe in conjecture that the NFL leaked to the New York Times all the other stuff so that everybody would know, oh, this cannot go on. That's what I believe happened.
I would buy that. I would buy that.
Watson, would you buy that?
I don't know. It's obvious that they were out over the weekend. Now, maybe John already knew they were there, and he remembered them. After you see one, then you start saying, oh, my gracious, I said this, I said that. Maybe even John knew it by then. I don't know how it went down, George, but I do think over the weekend there's no doubt it got out. It could be the NFL. I would bet you we'll find out sooner or later.
Where else would it have come from?
Well, who got the first one? That's the big question. Whoever got the first one ought to have been able to get them all, because I think they happened in a very short period of time from looking at it. That's the person that whoever got the first ones is the one I think that could very easily, if he could get that one, he could get any he wanted.
That's a very good point.
Yeah, I would bet you it came from there first. Now, you may be very, very true in what you're saying about the NFL. I just don't know. But that could very well could have happened. But I just think whoever had it was just ready to let it all go within days of after the first one. I think you put the first one out to get everybody's attention.
Yeah.
And then you slowly start leaking them to finish it off. I'd really love to find out who got it.
Yeah.
Who got it? That's a long time ago. That's a lot of emails. You know, John Gruden's been through a few emails working for ESPN and then being a head coach again. Gosh, that has to have been a bunch of emails that you've gone back and found. Now, that's not that hard to do, if they tell me. In today's world, man, you just better watch what you write.
Yeah.
Because it's all backtraced so easily. Yep. And I'm talking about Twitter, Facebook, email, text, all that stuff, Instagram. It's all there, George, and it's easily traced, they tell me.
By the way, George, Pro Football Talks, their theory is very similar to yours.
In that
they said that they leaked that the other emails were leaked because Mark Davis would not fire Gruden.
So they've got a bunch of cynical old goats too, don't they?
Apparently so. Yes.
Well, isn't that interesting? That is. And with them fighting with St. Louis right now in their own ways, huh?
Yeah.
We're talking about the NFL.
Yeah.
Interesting, isn't it?
Okay. When we come back, Watson, we're going to put you to work. Titans analysis.
Great.
A day later than normal on the Plaster Radio Network.
There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. App, simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same game parlays and exclusive always on promotions. They even get your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. Such a range of betting options. Player props, futures. You can find it at FanDuel Sportsbook. And right now, bet on any game. FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back. And if you don't win in your first bet, site credit, no strings attached. Just place any bet you want. You win, keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in that site credit. If you never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? What a great, great deal this is. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started and be sure to sign up with promo code GREGP. FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code GREGP.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
When the crisp autumn air settles across Middle Tennessee, the pad-clad gladiators of the East Cumberland gird their loins and prepare for battle. From atop the plateau, driven by Pennington Distilling Company, comes a voice of insight. With a glass of award-winning Davidson Reserve whiskey in one hand and his Excalibur of knowledge in the other, he cuts a swath through the haze of rumor and speculation. This is Watson Brown's Titans Analysis.
You know, I have never heard anybody get quite that good a greeting since the Ten Commandments.
The Ten Commandments.
Wow.
George, that's a good one.
Thought you'd like you, that.
I was not alive during the Ten Commandments, George, so don't go there. I know that'd be your next statement.
I'm not.
Thou shalt not.
Don't go there. Thou shalt not. I was thou shalt not there. I was thou shalt not there.
Thou shalt not throw on first down. Okay. So, Watson, let's start off like this. Buffalo's coming to town. We know one of the Titans' weaknesses is their offensive line. Did you see enough in Jacksonville in improvement to say, you know, they'll be okay against Buffalo?
I saw about what I've been saying. They struggled with the pass rush when it was all out pass time, which Jacksonville is not a good pass rush team at all, but we still struggle with that. Didn't have the number of sacks, but we didn't get in those all-out pass situations near as much as we've been getting. That was the difference in the game. I thought is we kept within the chains most of the day, kept the ball well, had a lot of third and fours to third and threes to third and sixes, and that's a whole lot easier for us to make when we get in those situations. And it also, from it looks like from about third and three down, Derrick Henry stays in the game, which is a change. They've started 2 weeks ago, they didn't do that, and they've started doing that more. And I think that's huge. That really helps the run-pass thought to the defense when he's still out there on the field. But I still saw some of the same issues to me, George, as far as when it's all-out pass, we still struggle some with the pass rush.
So is this more, it's Jacksonville, they suck, as opposed to, oh, okay, this is pretty good?
No, I you know, the more I watch the NFL, it's not like college football. Even the ones that suck aren't that far away, you know. You can get beat by that one, and we've proven that ourselves.
A week ago.
But everybody, I mean, it happens in the NFL. There are no gimmies in the NFL, and that's the one thing I've learned. I've never watched the NFL. Sunday is one of the worst days of my life as far as work for as a college coach, and so I'm learning a lot as I go. So I don't look at it. Well, that's their inferior. You can't judge it. I thought we did some things better on offense as far as running the ball and the play calling. Play calling was better. Some more first down, not a lot of those play action passes on second down when it's second and eight or nine. I just thought that we played a better offensive game, and we still don't have the two weapons. Brown played in the game, but he wasn't healthy. He didn't have any burst. And, you know, and Julio's not out there. So we're not near what we're going to be. If those two are healthy, we're a complete different offensive team than we've had to be here in the last few weeks.
Watson, one of the things I thought they did better, especially in the first half, was that they passed to set up the run, and then Derrick Henry was able to take advantage of that in the second half as they were playing from ahead. What did you think?
Yeah, that's what I was saying, Terry. That's what they need to do. That's the way they win. Stay within the chains. They can call run or pass when you stay within the chains. And anytime you have number 22 back there, they got to think run first on the other side. So absolutely, I agree with you. And then in second half, we're a much better team with the lead. We're just a much better football team with the lead. We can play to our style. We didn't score a lot of points, but we did keep the ball. And we made them beat us, and they just blew it on some things down. The goal line stuff was just, I mean, they can get the game. They should have gotten the game to one touchdown. Now it just gets tight at that point to see what goes down from that point on. And when they didn't score there, game over, in my opinion. So I thought offensively, Terry, the play calling was better. I've been a play caller all my life. It is a heck of a lot easier to call within the chains than it is to call long yardage. So I've not been on the play caller as much as just it's hard to call plays when you got a bunch of second and nines and third and 13s. It's hard. And the other day they were able not to do that. And I don't say that I don't take it lightly that it was Jacksonville. I think 2 years ago I would have. I don't anymore. They're not that big a difference. Jacksonville is very competitive at times on defense too. So I just don't think you can look at it. Everybody has injuries. That's one thing I'm learning. Man, injuries are piling up on all these teams for a bunch of them. In the NFL, you can put another guy in there. College, man, you're moving a guy from one position to another. Gets much harder in college with injuries than it does in the NFL.
To quote my buddy Frank Wycheck, you can't make the club in the tub.
No, but they've got somebody to take your place when you go to the tub.
Right. So, Watson, you know I've had this worry, and I've expressed this on the air, that if he continues to take the kind of pounding that he's been taking. It is just a matter of time before Ryan Tannehill gets hurt. Do you start to consider moving pocket a little bit with him? What are the disadvantages when somebody like me says moving pocket?
I think just be careful in third and long is what I'd say. If you need to move the pocket a little bit on third and long, you'll need to throw more screens. Just be careful with him in third. That's when he's getting his shots most of the time. Those second and long some, when the play action passes take so long to throw and they're in a pass rush mode. I worry about him and Derrick Henry. They're both getting hit hard, very hard. And it's a long, long season. My concern's still on the other side of the ball, guys. I'm still not impressed defensively at all. They ran the ball very well on us the other day, very well. As a matter of fact, their tailback had 147 yards himself. And they moved the ball very well in the game. They did not score the points because they're not very good when they get close to the goal line. I don't know what they're trying to do at times, but I'm still concerned on that side of the ball. I still think that's our Achilles heel. Once we get everybody healthy, we're still going to have to keep the ball control, and score quite a few points to beat the good teams.
Watson, in talking about the defense, one of the things that I tweeted out on Sunday that I feel like is kind of telling with this defense is that there are some good individual players and some guys who are having pretty good years. You look at Christian Fulton, Harold Landry, you look at Jeffrey Simmons, Kevin Byard, Danico Autry, all those guys are having pretty good years. So why is it that the defense can't gel when you've got that many guys who are playing well individually?
Well, I don't know. Terry, it doesn't make sense, but they do. But that, I don't feel a team defense yet. I guess that's what, as a coach, I don't feel a coordinated team defense yet. That's still early, and they may get that. And they've had injuries and had to put different people in and all of that. So to give them a little bit of a break, but my blanket statement is I don't see coordinated. People look at each other a little, so are we in this, are we in that? I don't truly see a coordinated defense yet. And I don't know if that's fair or not. That's just what I see.
And with Buffalo coming to town, not likely to get a lot better in a week.
Well, I tell you, it ain't a big difference in Jacksonville and Buffalo on certain things. I mean, I'm telling you, we could go out and play the lights out and beat Buffalo very easily. I'm telling you, it would not surprise me at all if that didn't happen. That's because after that big win, and that was a big win for Buffalo.
Okay, after the break, we will have stat of the day. Here's the update of the day at the moment. The Astros, I guess, they've been banging on the trash can because they've added a run, and they lead the White Sox in Chicago 3-1, top four, and they're still batting. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Think you might have ED? Not sure? Well, we'd like to let you in on a little secret. ED is common. About 40% of men experience ED by age 40. But the solution is simple. Find it at 4hims.com.
I didn't have to talk to a doctor in person. There was no copay, and the medication was shipped right to my door in discreet packaging.
Hims took care of it, fast and easy. Now our love life is better than ever.
Get access to doctors online who can prescribe you FDA-approved ED medication if appropriate. The same active ingredient as name brands, but 90% cheaper. Skip the waiting rooms and pharmacy lines. Get a free medical consultation and rise to the occasion or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/joy to get your first visit free. No copay required. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hims.com/joy. FORHIMS.com/JOY.
When it comes to baseball and softball equipment, nobody beats Hit After Hit. They have uniforms to batting cages to private lessons, all the way down to field maintenance equipment. With over 800 styles of gloves and over 1,500 wood and aluminum bats, they're located at 705 Air Park Center Drive. Phone number 615-399-2287 or go online to hitafterhitonline.com.
You have a vision. We have the financing to make it happen. At Wilson Bank and Trust, we have the resources that individuals, families, and businesses need to grow and achieve their goals. As an independent local community bank, we're able to provide loans with great rates, fast decision-making, and personal service from one of our local friendly lenders. We believe in the power of possibility. It's why we say yes more often. Wilson Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. You're going to be a wonderful mom, and I can't wait to be a grandpa. Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. I struggled to connect with almost everyone and preferred being alone. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. In fact, I called Jim first with the news about my granddaughter, Lizzie. Hey, Jim, I'm going to be a grandfather.
Congratulations, Dave.
Hey, let's get together and celebrate.
Well, as long as you're not grilling.
My pride was my armor, but I didn't know it then. I couldn't put it into words. I was sad, was scared, I felt alone. I didn't know how to reach out, so I hid behind anger and silence. But then I decided to listen to Jim, and I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit maketheconnection.net to find out more.
Hockey is back. We're welcoming the 2021-22 season and painting the town Preds. The Nashville Predators take the ice for opening night on October 14th at 7 p.m. against the new franchise from the Northwest, the Seattle Kraken. Single game tickets are available at all price levels. Visit NashvillePredators.com/tickets. The entire season is on sale now. Don't miss out. Get your gold and get to Smashville. NashvillePredators.com/tickets.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Kyle Larson did it again. His third road course win of the season, seventh overall. Up next is the Bad Fast Texas Motor Speedway. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Kyle Larson, and you're listening to the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Check out the Final Lap podcast every single day of the week, every single weekday right here.
It's time for Stat of the Day. Brought to you by Soul Tea, the organic hand-blended tea that's good for the soul. And now, here he is, George Plaster.
Well, the question of whether Joc Pederson would start today has been answered. This just in, Jorge Soler has tested positive for COVID-19, and he has been replaced on the Braves NLDS roster by Christian Pache.
Wow. That's a big loss.
That's a huge loss. So it'll be Joc Pederson in there by default. I think it's fair to say. Pederson in center, Rosario in left, Adam Duvall in right. Riley Chestnut loves making us look stupid in Stat of the Day, and I think he's got a good one for us. Let's hear it.
Well, Buster Posey has been a great topic this year, a year off, and he's put up some fine numbers for a catcher in his 12th year who's 34 years old. So I want to make this simple but still pretty complicated. Buster Posey's OPS is .889. Out of all the players in the live ball era who played catcher at age 34, in their 12th season, and played at least 70% of their games at that position, how many other catchers, or in this case, who is the one other guy to put up an .886 OPS with a .300 batting average and a .380 on-base percentage?
Oh, Lord.
I can probably narrow it down to two or three.
Okay, let me ask you this. One of them had a 34-game hitting streak in his career, and that would be Mr. Benito Santiago. Is that one you thought of?
No, that is not one I thought of.
Who'd you think of?
Thought of Mike Piazza and Yogi Berra.
Watson, anything you'd like to share?
How about Johnny Bench?
How about Benito Santiago?
Wow. At age 34. How about Pudge Rodriguez?
How about there isn't an answer? Yeah, go ahead and gong me again. What the heck?
Oh, gosh. We're running out of catches.
Fine.
Gary Carter?
Let's hear it.
Ernie Lombardi for the Braves of 1942.
Come on, George. You should have gotten it. It's a Braves question.
You were around at that time, George.
No, you were the one covering that team.
The Big Schnoz, as
he was
called.
I beat you to that one.
You sure did. Okay, hour number one is about done from the Strike and Spare Studios, the Family Fun Center, where we will hold Plaster and Friends Celebrity Bowling Night, Monday, November the 29th. I now have 60 foursomes, which means I got about four left, which means we're going to sell this baby out by the end of the week. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
News, I'm Marina Roy. In Wyoming, the Teton County coroner has ruled strangulation as Gabby Petito's cause of death. Workplace deportation efforts expanded under the previous administration are being scaled back.
ICE is ending worksite deportation raids. Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas made the announcement in a memo Tuesday, saying the operations weren't focused on the most pernicious aspects of our country's unauthorized employment challenge, exploitive employers. He added the worksite operations went against the department's civil rights code. Alex Perche, ABC News, Washington.
A Maryland couple accused of trying to sell U.S. military secrets appeared in federal court today. Prosecutors say they used encrypted communications to transmit nuclear submarine information to an unidentified country, but were really talking to the FBI. The House convenes later today and will work toward a vote to raise the debt limit. The Senate already passed the measure. This is ABC News.
The soothing scent of Vicks VapoRub. It's only one of the most iconic smells ever. That cooling, comforting scent generations of families have come to trust to help them feel better. And now you trust to soothe your family. Pick up some Vicks VapoRub in the little blue jar and wrap yourself with the calm only Vicks VapoRub can bring. Vicks VapoRub, always there for you.
With confusion around vaccinations, masks, and public screenings, it's important to know the symptoms of COVID and its variants. Fever is the leading sign, so make sure you use an accurate thermometer for your family. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact thermometers have no clinical evidence behind them and cannot be relied on. Be vigilant and be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
Today on Hey Culligan, sustainability and better water. Here's Sam.
Hey Culligan, I'm really into sustainability. My clothes, my utensils, my food. But how do I get more sustainability from my water?
Super question, Sam. And the answer is an always-on drinking water system from Culligan, which helps eliminate the equivalent of 15 billion single-use plastic bottles a year.
Whoa, that's a ton of sustainability.
416,000 tons, Sam, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Get It Done Home Services LLC is on the air reminding all drivers to never text and drive. This safety message is brought to you by Get It Done Home Services LLC. With 20 years of experience and for that honey-do list your honey just ain't doing, call Get It Done Home Services LLC at 615-707-2064. That's 615-707-2064. Get It Done Home Services LLC. The professionals, proud Americans, and family that cares.
You are about to witness history in the making.
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio.
What horrible, spirit-crushing thing are you going to tell me now?
Welcome back to the George Plaster Show.
Americans heard the news and went wild.
Let's take some calls from the public, shall we?
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600, and online at WNSR.com. And now, George Plaster.
And we welcome all of you into hour number two of the show. Houston has added runs, and they now lead the White Sox 5-1 in the bottom of the fourth. If Houston wins today, that series is over, and it will be the Red Sox and the Astros.
Blech.
Two teams that have banged on the trash can.
ALCS, the C stands for cheating.
Could be. Could be, because think about it. Cora got reinstated after getting caught, and we know about the Astros.
Yes.
Meanwhile, let me reread the story that I came with just a couple of minutes ago. Not happy news at all. Major League Baseball has announced today that it has approved a roster substitution for the Atlanta Braves due to a positive COVID-19 test for Jorge Soler. As a result, Soler will be replaced by outfielder Christian Pache on Atlanta's NL Division Series roster. In accordance with MLB postseason rules, Pache may remain on the active roster until Soler is approved to be reinstated from the COVID-19 related injury list. A couple of things here. Pache can flat out go get it in center, but he can't hit a lick. I don't think you'll see him as a starter. I would assume it's Jock Peterson who has, you know, become the absolute darling of Truist Park with these pinch hit homers. There are only like two or three players in Major League history who have had two pinch hit home runs or more in postseason play. I'm assuming it's Jock Peterson in center, Rosario in left, Adam Duvall in right. They're about an hour away from the first pitch at Truist Park. This is not good news at all. Watson, to me, the worry, and maybe I don't know enough about this, but given that he's been around a whole roster of players for the last 2 months, don't you worry that he's not the only one?
Absolutely. That's what, as soon as you said that, I started saying, uh-oh, will there be more start trickling down here? I don't know what the testing is and how they're going about it and how often it is, but I would be taking deep breaths as I was you, George, because it could get some guys, get coaches, it could, no telling who it might get.
Yeah. That will be a big storyline when they hit the air today at 4 o'clock. So, Watson, you and I didn't get a chance to do this yesterday. We're going to rank the top 14, or the 14, 1 through 14 SEC yep. teams. This has become a very difficult exercise, and I found it to be pretty challenging today. I'm going to let you go 1 through 7. Okay. And let's see how close we are.
I got Georgia 1,
Okay.
I got Alabama 2.
Gotcha.
I got Kentucky 3.
Mm-hmm.
I got Ole Miss 4.
Okay.
I got Arkansas 5. I got A&M 6. And I got Florida 7.
Okay. We're going to have a little disagreement here.
Good.
Georgia, Bama, Kentucky, 1-3. Same as yours. Now, I could be completely nuts, and maybe I haven't thought this through well enough. You had at number 4 whom?
Mississippi.
Okay. I had Florida number 4 and Ole Miss number 5.
Florida's got 2 losses. I can't put them there. They have 2 losses in the conference. So that's why I put them down.
Okay. I think that's a fair point. I'm having a hard time arguing that. Who did you have? You had Ole Miss 4.
I had Ole Miss 4.
Okay.
And I had Arkansas 5. That was a toss-up game. If it was in Arkansas, they probably went.
Okay.
Arkansas went for 2, so I didn't knock Arkansas down very far at all.
Okay.
I thought it was a very good performance by them.
Yeah. By the way, I liked a lot of it, but I thought the play call on the 2-point conversion left something to be desired.
Yeah, but if as a coach, if you know, they had the sprint out with a little flip pass like the Chiefs.
Right.
He didn't flip it. If he flips it, he walks. It was the execution of the play that got him. It was there. The underneath flip man was wide open.
Okay, I put Florida Ole Miss, and clearly there's a little flaw to my Florida selection. I put A&M 6th because I don't believe that Arkansas could beat Bama. In fact, for the life of me, I have no idea how A&M pulled this off.
Quarterback. Look at the play of the quarterback in the Arkansas game compared to the Alabama game.
Right. It's scared, mechanical versus
this kid
freewheeling.
Grew up in the last 3 weeks. He made plays now, big-time plays in that game.
So how does that happen? I mean,
just experience,
where does it just the light go on?
I don't know. I wish I could tell you that. But experience creates it. The more you play, then all of a sudden, I've always said it to a quarterback on any level, the game's either going really fast or it's in slow motion to you. When it gets to where it's in slow motion to you, look out. You're fixing to be a really good player. But most of the time, it's going fast, and your eyes are everywhere, and it's blurs all over the place. And this kid, I mean, he won the game. There were throws he made in that game under duress and sliding around that were fantastic. I can't believe how much better he's played in 3 weeks from 3 weeks ago in the Arkansas game, and that was his first start, I think, maybe second. But not the same kid, and look out. That makes A&M, because A&M's got some talent now on offense. They've got some guys. And if they get quarterback play, they're going to walk back into being a major factor in this conference.
Okay, go through your 4-7 again.
4-7, Mississippi 4, Arkansas 5, A&M 6, Florida 7.
I went Florida, Ole Miss, A&M, Tennessee, 4-7.
Tennessee has played, that was the bottom team, one of the bottom teams. I'm ready to move them up. I'm ready to move them up. This is the week. This is the week for the Big Orange. They got Ole Miss at home.
Yeah.
It's Kiffin coming back. You can't set it up any better than this.
Right.
Ole Miss just was in a huge game for them. And I'm telling you, this is the week Tennessee takes the step. I had them 8 last week, I think. I had them 8, and I've got them 8 again this week.
I went the bottom half of the league. I went Arkansas, which I don't feel good about because they're much better than that. Mississippi State 9th, Auburn 10th, LSU number 11, South Carolina, Missouri, Vandy.
Yeah, let's see. I went, where'd you start? 8?
Yeah.
I got Tennessee 8.
Okay.
Mississippi State 9.
Okay.
Auburn 10.
Bingo.
LSU 11 out of default.
Yes, totally out of default.
I got South Carolina 12, Missouri 13, and Vandy 14.
Okay, let's talk a couple of things. I believe that Saturday night, have no proof of this, the powers that be that are LSU probably got in a room and said, start really compiling the list.
I'm not sure it wasn't before that. The look in Ed Ogeron's eyes, just like the John Gruden look to me. And as I say, I know the look. The look in Ed's eyes, it was over before it even game started the other night. That's just what I saw. I think he already knows it.
Here's the thing, too, Watson, that you know kind of shocks me is just the quick fall from grace. I mean, we saw it with Gene Chizik at Auburn, but 2 years removed from a national championship is very quick for a coach to fall out of favor.
Yeah, it's a different world, Terry. It's a different world. I said when you push Bobby Bowden out, you'll do anything. And it's just a different world. It's what have you done for me today, not yesterday, and probably 2 hours ago. It's just everything is forgotten so much quicker now. And you know what I think causes it? Money. Money. They think when we pay these guys $7, $8, $9, $10 million, then they ought to become a $10 million coach. Well, they're paying the same dude that they 20 years ago were paying $750,000 to. So I mean, it's money creates a lot of these issues in the minds of people, I think, and especially the money people. They don't want to be paying a guy that ain't doing what they think the money is worth, and good and bad to getting those salaries.
Has Georgia now gotten themselves into a position where if they go undefeated in the regular season, they can lose to Bama in the SEC title game and still get in the playoff?
Yeah. If they don't lose the rest of the way. I don't think they will. I just don't think they will. The defense is just too good. It's just too good. And quarterback play's getting better. They get Daniel back, and they'll have two. If one's not getting it, they can throw another one in there. So they're covering themselves there, and he'll be back, I think, maybe in a week. I don't know that it'll be this week. From what I'm hearing, it's one more week after Kentucky. But, yeah, if they're undefeated playing Alabama, you know, do you think the SEC didn't just throw up when A&M beat Alabama?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just threw up, telling you.
By the way, my apologies to Stetson Bennett, who I have sort of said is a dud. But you know what? Against Auburn, he was pretty doggone good.
George, he's been playing since he's this year. Last year now, I thought it was still over his head. This year, though, I see a difference in his confidence and everything. I don't know if when Daniel gets back, do you just bench this kid? I mean, I think he's playing pretty dadgum good, and that's a very tough place to go win. And that atmosphere there is really good in big games like that. And that Georgia-Auburn game, George, has always been hard for the top dog. The underdog, for some reason, has won that a bunch of times. That's history.
Yep.
And so that was not easy for Georgia to go in there and do that, but they dominated Auburn now. They dominated them. Alabama's sitting there saying, boy, I hope we can do that to them when we got to play them.
Do you think there's a scenario where a two-loss Bama can get in?
No, I don't think two. I don't think they can lose another one. I think they've got to win out now to get in. You know, I really hate to say that because, gosh, I mean, there's so many big games left to be played, and there's so many undefeated teams that aren't going to stay there. The Michigan States of the world have got a lot of big games left on the schedule. Michigan's got a lot of big games left on the schedule.
Hey, Watson, stop there a minute. Terry, what are you doing there?
We've got some breaking news here on the Titans front.
On the Titans front. Hold on. Do we get the sounder?
Sure.
Let's do it.
We have some moves here from the Titans today, and here's one that's a surprise. Ty Sembrio, offensive lineman, has been placed on the reserve retired list.
Ooh.
So he is walking away from the game. And also punter Brett Kern placed on the reserve COVID-19 list.
Oh, Lord.
Oh.
And they waived Woodrow Hamilton and signed Derwin Gray and Jimmy Murray to their practice squad.
Okay, stop there. I'm going to open up the phone lines after the break if you want to get in. And I'd love to hear from some of you. We weren't able to be with you yesterday, so there's a lot of built-up stuff from the weekend. I want to hear from you on whatever front you want to take it. 615-844-5600 is the number. I'm looking for three red-blooded Americans who love sports. I got one on the line. Can I get two more? This is the Plaster Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Vivica Fox. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been helping our best friends in their worst times, during hurricanes, tornadoes, and increasingly, wildfires. They're real heroes to these animals. But Mother Nature isn't the only danger that animals face. Sometimes it's human nature that's the greatest threat. Each year, more than 6 million beautiful adoptable animals are being abandoned, and more than 1 million are euthanized before they can be rescued. These animals need heroes too. Heroes to open up their hearts and homes and to give them the love they deserve. Be a hero to an animal in need. Consider becoming an American Humane Rescue Volunteer or adopt from your local shelter. Visit AmericanHumane.org to find out how you can be a hero and help our best friends in their worst times.
I'm a retired school psychologist, and helping people was my thing. After my stroke, when Meals on Wheels started, I was on the other end of the stick, so to speak. My name is Julius Gaines, creative writer, poet, photographer.
One in six seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is reminding motorists to slow down on our roadways, keep an eye out for kids at play, and never text and drive. This message is from the Locksmith Company. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427. That's 931-801-5427. And visit thelsco.com. The Locksmithing Company.
Hockey is back. We're welcoming the 2021-22 season and painting the town Preds. The Nashville Predators take the ice for opening night on October 14th at 7 p.m. against the new franchise from the Northwest, the Seattle Kraken. Single game tickets are available at all price levels. Visit NashvillePredators.com/tickets. The entire season is on sale now. Don't miss out. Get your gold and get to Smashville. NashvillePredators.com/tickets.
We prevent engine problems by changing the oil in our car. But when it comes to our hearts, we often wait until there's a problem. Why wait for problems when you can be preventative? Soul-T is a patented tea extract that can help reduce cholesterol and help maintain heart health. I have friends who have been taking Soul-T for years, and the results have been remarkable. And they owe it to Soul-T. Don't wait for a problem. Come to soulteat.com/radio and start taking care of your heart today with a special 25% discount exclusively at soulteat.com/radio.
When the forgotten poor are in need of healing, they wait for a ship unlike any other. Mercy Ships, a floating hospital staffed by volunteers, heroes of mercy who donate their time to save lives.
Every human has the right to have a place at the table of the human race.
If you could just see the smiles that you get when lives have been changed, then it would make it all worth it.
To learn more about Heroes of Mercy, go to mercyships.org.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it.
Let me admit on the front end, I love this song.
It popped up on my iPod the other day, George, and I thought of you.
Oh, this is good stuff.
You left me here on your way to paradise.
Watson, you want me to keep singing?
Yeah, go for it, George.
Okay, we got a sellout crowd ready to take some phone calls. White Sox are down 5-1 at home to the Astros. If Houston wins today, that series is over. Braves Brew Crew at 4:15, 4 o'clock for pregame on WNSR. No Jorge Soler. He has tested positive for COVID. I would assume it's Jock Peterson who will now get the start. F&M Bank phone lines are full. Tony in Nolensville, get us started.
Afternoon, George and guys. Hello, Terry and Watson. George's weekend, I went 2-1, so my count's up to, I'm 14-5 overall. So
atta baby.
Still rocking and rolling. And I want you to know, George, this weekend I was in Clarksville, and I was trying to recruit a bowling team or a celebrity for you, and I was going to call you. But when he said, when I told him that who was all going to be there, and I mentioned Watson and Brenda, he said, well, he hadn't heard from Watson. And Watson, I'm talking about Coach Gary Shepard.
Oh, said, my man.
Shep Dog.
My man, Shep Dog.
I spent some time with Linda and Coach Shepard, and we had a good talk about you and George.
Oh, gosh.
They said to tell all you guys, you're doing a great job, and said to tell all of you hello. It was fun. And on top of that, George had a real good steak at Edward's Steakhouse. They can put it out there pretty good if you had never been there.
Oh, I like where you're going.
But he told me a little bit, Watson, that he and Coach Christoffel, when the Bucks are on the road, Christoffel texts him, and when the Bucks are playing at home, he texts Coach Christoffel, and we had some good talks.
Oh, he's great guy. He was with me everywhere. I was a head coach till I came to Tennessee Tech. Well, all the way up through the Vanderbilt time, for sure. He didn't go with me to UAB because he did a great job at Knox Halls and high school for quite a while.
Boy's Tony. Still full of energy, and we had some good times the other night.
Yeah.
Guys, I tell you what, there's a lot of parity, I think, going on in the college football. Y'all done touched on it a lot. It's going to be fun to see how the Big Ten and some of those games play out. But we've also seen some roller coaster teams. Watson started to say, North Carolina, I think Stanford's won. I think Florida's been a roller coaster team. A lot of up and down teams, too. So I think a lot of that, too. George got a stat of the day, and I think it's more of a stat instead of a trivial question. And
do you want your own stat open?
Oh, no, sir.
No, oh, no, sir. No. Hold on. Hold on. I think we need to. Here goes.
And now it's time for Stat of the Day. Brought to you by Soul Tea, the organic hand-blended tea that's good for the soul.
And now, here's Tony.
Hey, thank you, George. That's pretty good. Guys, the Detroit Lions, the past 2 weeks, have accomplished something, sadly to say accomplished, but have been beaten by a 50-plus yard field goal or longer. And it's never been done before. It happened back-to-back weeks. The final score was 19-17 in both games. the Detroit Lions was beat many years ago by Tom Dempsey's 63-yard field goal, and the final score in that game, ironically, 19-17.
Stat of the day, big man. That's good stuff.
Unbelievable.
That's a real good one, bud.
I
come across that, and I thought that was really something. But, you know, I wanted to tell you guys that I was up there with Coach Shepherd, and he wanted to tell all y'all hello, and Georgia's really good. And I talked to Coach Walden, and I told him, I said, George needs to get you. He's heard about your show, obviously. And he told me, he said, tell George to give me a call. He said, I'll be glad to come on the show.
Look forward to that. I'll get back in touch with you.
All right, buddy. Talk to y'all. Hey, great show, guys.
Thanks, George, Tony.
Good luck with your Braves.
We're going to need it. Okay, that will leave a line open. Let's see if somebody, a red-blooded American who wants to talk sports, will jump in. 615-844-5600. Eric in Nashville, you are up next.
George, I don't mean to correct Tony, but didn't the Lions lose last week to the Chicago Bears in Chicago with Justin Fields' first start?
Wait a minute, say that again.
Didn't the Lions lose to the Chicago Bears last week in Justin Fields' first start? And then the Baltimore game happened the week before?
May have been, but still.
It's still two times it's happened.
But, no, you're right about that part. That's what I think. Anyway, I didn't want to get out there. George, I've got a baseball trivia question for you. I heard late last night, you may or may not get this. Of course, and it was after the Dodgers lost to the San Francisco Giants and was involved in the Dodgers. Matt Scherzer became the second pitcher in history for the Los Angeles Dodgers, well, at least for the Dodgers, to lose where he had 10 strikeouts or more in a baseball game. Who was the first pitcher that did that, that had more than 10 strikeouts for the Dodgers but lost the game?
I'm going to say Sandy Koufax because they never scored in his era.
You know what, George? That's not right. I thought that's who it was, but I have a strikeout on the answer.
Don Drysdale?
Yeah. Drysdale?
No, it's not Don Drysdale either.
What about Oral Hershiser?
No, it's not him, and it's not Clayton Kershaw.
Claude Osteen.
No.
Mike Morgan.
No.
Who?
It was actually Don Newcomb back in 1949 for the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Wow. Watson, what do you remember about that?
Beat me to the punch on that one, didn't you,
Big Boy? Oh, I did, didn't I?
How many shows are you going to get the name Don Newcomb and the name Ernie Lombardi brought up in the same broadcast?
Both of them in the 40s.
Yeah.
Right in Georgie's heyday.
Nice.
Well, George, I'm going to get to a couple things real quick. I don't know if you reported this, but, of course, the Nets reported that basically they're done with Kyrie. They said basically they told him, you either get the vaccine or you're not playing with us. That was a story that was it came out earlier this morning.
Yeah. Kyrie's a weird bird.
Oh, yeah.
Great player.
He is. Oh, yeah. He's a weird dude. And a couple other things. I was 1-2-1 in my picks this weekend. I got the Chargers and the Browns right, but I lost with Philadelphia and Carolina after Carolina had a 15-3 lead and blew it.
Yeah, what about that?
And, of course, I also lost with the Raiders. I didn't realize all this stuff. I had known that. I would stay away from that game. And, actually, the Cincinnati game was a push because of all the missed field goals.
Yeah.
I'm 3-9-1.
3-9-1. You know, that gets you the Rich Kotite Award.
Yeah. And also, just wanted to talk about last night's game. I tell you what. Lamar Jackson, with the way he played, it's early, but he's got, to me, in my opinion, to be the leading front runner now for MVP, what he's done. They've won four games, but he's been responsible for three of them. With that win, I guess, in the last 30 or 40 seconds against Kansas City, we brought him back to victory.
Sure.
Then that joint off a goal post, the field goal in Detroit. And now last night, we had to come from behind and win in overtime. And with his passing stats, I mean, What happens if he's not on the team with all the injuries they've had, their running back, defense, offensive line? I mean, he single-handedly has
masked a lot of issues.
Yeah. And also, and the game lost the Rangers overtime because other than the game last week against Denver, every game they've been involved in has been a single-digit score. So, when you get him, it's never a dull moment. And I think if he keeps playing like this, he's probably going to wind up winning the MVP. And it's against your game that you'll play at home next week against the Chargers.
Well, we're about to find out, aren't we?
All right. George, good talk to you. Take care. We'll talk to you again soon.
Watson, am I being fair when I say I was disappointed toward the end of that game. Indy's got to blitz some. They got to do something different. They just sat back in that soft zone, and he just beat them to a pulp.
It just made it so easy for him, George. I know they got injuries. I know that. So it's hard to, you know, you're not in those buildings to know what all they're dealing with. But, my God, they lined up, and this is, you see this in junior high, they lined up in straight cover three zone. Merely pretty much the whole night. I know they did on the last two drives, completely down the field. I just couldn't believe it. Just so easy for him. But to give Lamar Jackson credit, he looks a whole lot better than he did a year ago in getting rid of the ball on time. His accuracy is much better. I mean, he doesn't look like the same guy right now.
The other thing too, Watson, though, don't you have to be selective in your blitzes? Because if you're blitz happy with a running quarterback, he's going to take off in some of those lanes that are created and scramble for 20 or 30 yards.
Well, and you just don't want to play a lot of man. It's not just the blitzes, Terry. It's playing man coverage with it because everybody's got their backs turning, running with somebody. He clears the line of scrimmage. He's running down the back of somebody, you know. I mean, so you're very careful, and that creates, with that kind of quarterback, that creates a little more zone coverage. But at least they could mix up their zones and not just sit there and play single safety zone all night long. That's where I didn't understand.
Got a line open, 615-844-5600. Want somebody to jump in who wants to talk a little sports. Jeff in Murfreesboro, you're up next. Good. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. Terry, that's a real good pick, wasn't it? How about them Tigers, huh? Go, Tiger! them Tigers, huh?
That'll teach him to go with them.
Jeff, you'll hear my music selection for the underdog picks on Thursday, and it'll be appropriate.
I ain't worried about it.
It'll be appropriate.
But also, George, your pick wasn't good either. Nebraska over Michigan. Come on. Give me a break.
What do you mean, come on? They took them right to the wire.
Nebraska's awful. They're awful.
They took them right to the wire.
They should be with Oklahoma. They're awful. They're terrible. I mean, Michigan should have beat them 70-20. It was awful.
Oh, please. It went right to the wire.
Well, they lost. Oh, didn't know they don't they lost.
I understand that, but let's not act like they got beat 50-12.
Well, I mean, they should have.
That's what you would have hoped for.
Well, we know this. We know the whole SEC and the whole college football world hopes it's Georgia 70, Kentucky 10 on Saturday. So
all I know is the N stands for knowledge.
We ain't got a shot, right, George? We might as well just call up smart today. We ain't going to come down there. We ain't got no talent. We ain't no good. We ain't got no running backs. We're smoking them. They ain't no good. We just ran LSU 330 yards. We ain't got no. Of course, you want to fire Ogeron now. Let's play the get rid game. He just wins the championship. Oh, well. Let's get rid of him. Oh, well. It's a fourth SEC coach. Won a championship. Gone. Oh, Miles.
Go Ogeron, for it, Jeff.
Fulmer and Chizik. And Tennessee got rid of Fulmer. 100 games over 500 and won a championship. But they played the get rid game, didn't they? We got to get rid. And they went through a decade of destruction over there in Knoxville. They couldn't hire nobody. They hired Derek Dooley. He told them World War II stories. Taught them how to shire. taught them how to clean up. All right? Like I say, don't fire him. You don't fire Ogeron. You don't do it. Why do you people think y'all be – why should he be fired, George? Tell me why. Give me a reason.
It's not my decision.
But give me a reason why he should be. You think he ought to be. Give me a reason why.
Have you heard me say I think he ought to be fired?
But not with the way you're talking to you think he ought to be.
I'm just reporting what I believe is going to happen.
Well, if they do, they ought to fire Scott Woodard if they do. And fire that president, too. Fire all of them.
Get rid of all of them.
Fire everyone. That's right. Fire every blessed one of them. Let me tell you, Jordan, one final thing, George. If a Barnhart had walked into Calipari's office last year at that basketball season, said, well, Coach Cal, you couldn't quite get up this year. I'm sorry you fired. What would have happened to him? He'd have been tarred and feathered through the whole state of Kentucky. They'd have tarred and feathered him from Louisville to Murray to Lexington to Pikeville, everywhere else. You don't do it, George. You don't. When you win a natty, you've got some, what you call it, some equity.
Street cred.
Not anymore, do we? Not anymore, huh?
No more equity now.
Hey, I got to run, Jeff.
Y'all hang in there. Maybe we'll play with Georgia for half a minute Saturday. See y'all.
Jeff was on fire.
Wow.
I love it.
He got it all out there, didn't he? If you would like to respond or just simply jump in, 615-844-5600 is our number. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is not the only choice when it comes to buying, selling, or trading your vehicle, but it is the best choice. Located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over three decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget, and their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are in the right hands. If you're feeling rugged, check out their brand new Titans, or you might be feeling sporty and want to check out the all-new Maximus. And don't forget about their award-winning parts, service, and body shop. They have everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at nissanofrivergate.com, where they are open 24/7 or in person at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. Or if you want to give them a call, it's easy at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
Hey, this is George Plaster to talk to you about the folks at Shield Law Group. My guess is that some of you are like I have been at some point. You've got debt, and that's holding you back. Maybe you're ready to get back on the right track, buy a house, a car. In general, put bad financial decisions aside. And that's where these folks can really help you. They're local. They're accessible. When you need them, they'll be there for you. And they'll give you a free assessment. The beauty of Shield Law Group, they have a way of negotiating settlements that potentially could save you thousands of dollars and improve your credit rating. And 30 years of experience means they can probably help you. So give them a holler at 615-742-8020. That's 615-742-8020. And ask for my friend, Bill Kaloudis.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
It's a Bill King show.
Whoever gets hired at any school, the fan base is immediately hypnotized. Once that guy stands at the podium and he says, go team, and here's the way it's going to be, and I'm a winner, the fans automatically just melt. They could hire a guy you've never heard of from a different planet. And once that guy's done at the podium, you'd say, there it is. Happens every time.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Okay, get ready, because hockey season begins tonight. And there's no better place to bet on the NHL than FanDuel Sportsbook. NHL parlays are the perfect way to make every shot feel like a hat trick. You can turn a little bet into a big payday. And all season long, FanDuel is giving every customer NHL parlay insurance. You'll get up to $25 back each day if your parlay falls one leg short. Don't have a FanDuel account? Sign up now using promo code WNSR to place your first risk-free up to $1,000 bet. FanDuel, always looking to hook you up with great odds and exclusive offers. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid out in as little as 24 hours. This season, make every moment more and bet on the NHL with FanDuel Sportsbook. And remember to use promo code WNSR so they know I sent you. Must be 21 and present in Tennessee. Parlay insurance max refund $25 per day. Risk-free bet for first online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days for parlay insurance and 14 days for risk-free bet. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problems, call TN Redline 800-889-9789. Now, just a little one-minute rant. I want to puke every time I watch ESPN act like they're hockey. For the last couple of days, it's just ESPN's love fest with hockey. And yet for the last 10 years, when they blew away the NHL, didn't do a contract with them, you'd have thought it was a communist plot. So when I hear ESPN saluting the NHL, I want to throw up. It's phony. They didn't give a damn about the NHL for 10 years. Now all of a sudden they got the contract and it's, we've got Mark Messier and Chris Berman loves hockey. Where the hell have all these people been the last 10 years? Terry, answer that for me.
Yeah, and you know that as well as
Excuse
I do.
Excuse me, say that again.
I said money drives the train at ESPN, and you know that as well as I do.
It's phony.
When they have the contract, they love it. If they don't have the contract, they could care less about it.
Watson, I do wonder if the NBA is noticing this.
They should, because that's it. Look, I've said all along about ESPN's gotten in the middle of this Oklahoma-Texas thing. I think when the ESPN didn't go to the Big 12 and give them a new contract, said we're going to wait before we do anything, or you're not going to get near what it was, I think that opened the eyes, and look out, here it goes.
Here we go.
Money speaks, buddy, and it's in sports, it's ESPN. They've taken over.
Yep, they really have.
Yep.
Let's go to Franklin, Tennessee. Henry, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
Good. How old are you?
I'm 12 years old.
Are you really? Big yeah. Sports fan?
Oh, yes, sir.
Where do you go to school?
I go to Battleground Academy.
Whoa!
Oh, boy.
Hold on here. Henry, do you know where I went to school?
Is that your alma mater?
You're dadgum right it is. Hey, I'm a proud BGA alum, and you better be proud to go to school there.
Yes, sir.
Atta baby. Tell me what's on your mind.
Oh, I just wanted to talk about the Ole Miss-Tennessee game.
Let's do it.
Saturday. Okay.
Talk to me. Tell me what you think.
I wanted to know what you thought of on the chances of Ole Miss having a win or of them losing.
Well, first of all, this is a game that's got a chance to have an over-under of about 80. Terry, look it up. It is the highest over-under number that I have seen in a long time. It's insane.
Okay.
Watson, I think Ole Miss has caught Tennessee at the wrong time. What do you think?
I think Tennessee's got a heck of a shot at them, George. I think Tennessee's catching Ole Miss at the right time. And Tennessee's gaining confidence as it goes, and I would bet you this will be the biggest crowd they've had in quite a while.
It's a sellout.
Is it already? No doubt.
Yes.
I didn't even know that, and I'm just telling you. It'll be wild. With Lane Kiffin coming back top of that, the old orange is fixing to show, boys.
The consensus.
It'll be a tough atmosphere.
The consensus from Vegas Insider.
It's three, isn't it?
is the line is 3. The over under is 81.
81.
Gosh, that's gotta be the highest in a long time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Henry, are you a Tennessee fan?
No, sir. I'm an Ole Miss fan.
Okay. How so? How did that happen?
Both my parents went there. So.
Is that where you want to go?
Hopefully, but I'll just go anywhere God tells me to.
Well, let me put it this way, Henry. That's why you're at BGA. BGA got me and Vandy, and if it could get me and Vandy, it can get anybody anywhere.
Okay.
Listen, tell me who your favorite teacher is.
Well, I don't really have one.
Kid, sounds like I did at that age. So you don't like any of your teachers?
Well, it's not like I dislike them, but I don't really play favorites. So, that's just me.
I want you to do something tomorrow. Look up Will Kessler, the head of the school, and tell him you called my show.
Okay.
Now, it may get you demerits. Who knows what'll happen? You know, but you let him know you called the show, okay?
You don't want Henry to get expelled.
No, he's not going to get expelled. This is a smart kid. Henry, thanks for the call.
Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Watson, did you notice, first of all, intelligent kid, well-mannered, that's what Battleground Academy is all about.
Yeah, he just don't need to be throwing your name around a whole lot.
What do you think happens?
I think that if he's smart, he just keeps that to himself.
Do you really? See, I think it'll get him automatic summer school.
That's probably what'll come up everybody's eyes.
Which is,
summer school guy.
Yeah, which has been renamed over there, the George Plaster Summer School. Oh, love it.
That was a neat call. I love that.
Yeah.
That was a neat call.
Why do you think Tennessee's catching Ole Miss at the right time?
I just think they've had some big games back-to-back. They've had Alabama and Arkansas back-to-back, and that's hard.
Third in a row,
and then going to be very hostile. That place will be louder than it's been in a long time, in my opinion. They've been waiting on this, and to get the two wins back-to-back leading into it, I'm telling you, it all leads toward Tennessee to me. Ole Miss is still better, but I don't know. I'm telling you, that's a lot to overcome right there.
My gut feeling is Lane Kiffin gets a warm welcome. Because what do you call warm? Well,
you
because
think they're going to clout for him?
I think there's some who will, because I think there's a group there.
They'll be drowned out. They'll be drowned out by the group, I'm telling you. Yeah,
he catches it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's the game. I mean, they're going to boo. They'd boo Nick Saban if he comes in there. But with it being Lane Kiffin, you daggum right, he's going to get it.
Here's the thing, too, and I've been waiting to say this for a while. We haven't talked a lot about Tennessee, but I really think that they have finally found the right coach, because he's winning the games that he has a chance to win, and they look remarkably different than they have in probably 10 years.
Yeah, their offense is fun. They've gotten out of the dark ages.
Absolutely.
Jim Chaney had them in Cro-Magnon 101.
Running anything short of the single wing.
God, I mean, they look fun. They look like they're having fun.
And that leads to better recruiting, too, because kids see that and they say, hey, I want to be in this offense. I want to play there.
Watson, look that one up. It was one of my better lines. Cro-Magnon 101.
Cro-Magnon 101.
Yeah.
That's probably something you did learn at BGA.
In summer school.
Yes. Final countdown is next. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located at the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts.
Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. Voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu steak. Bob's Steak and Chop House offers the classic steakhouse experience. For reservations, call 615-761-3707. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 5 to 10 p.m. And they've got complimentary valet parking available. Bob's Steak and Chop House, located 5th Avenue downtown at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
With the weather getting warmer, I think about golf, even though my golf game isn't that great, and I want to throw an option out there that you may not have thought of in a while. Riverside Golf Links at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard. With new ownership, the golf course has improved dramatically. The greens look awesome. There are 27 holes, 9 of which are an executive course for beginners and juniors. So the other 18 holes have great bunkers. It's fun. It's relaxing. The pace of play will allow you to get 18 holes in 4 hours or less. So let me give you a couple of other particulars. A brand new grill, a stocked pro shop, and improved practice facilities. Great fun, great way to entertain yourself. Dial them up for a tee time, 847-5074, or go online, riversidegolflinks.com.
We prevent engine problems by changing the oil in our car. But when it comes to our hearts, we often wait until there's a problem. Why wait for problems when you can be preventative? Soul-T is a patented tea extract that can help reduce cholesterol and help maintain heart health. I have friends who have been taking Soul-T for years, and the results have been remarkable. And they owe it to Soul-T. Don't wait for a problem. Come to soulteat.com/radio and start taking care of your heart today with a special 25% discount exclusively at soulteat.com/radio.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Ted Lange with us.
I hate to keep bringing up Love Boat questions, but I have so many.
Go.
So, did you actually know how to bartend before you got the part of Isaac on the Love Boat?
I didn't know anything. You can see that I'm sticking umbrellas into blended drinks.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
Ah, yes, the final countdown. 19 minutes till the Braves and the Brew Crew go at it. There is a football game tonight, and it's a pretty good one. App State at Louisiana, or UL Lafayette, or however you want, the Raging Cajuns. Watson, that might be a pretty darn good game.
I was going to pick that game.
Well,
this week, but no, I'm talking about last week. But the point total is down, and now it's up. I think it's 5 now, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's up. It was 2 at one point when it started, I think. And I think Lafayette can't call them Lafayette. I get run out of town. University of Louisiana has got a good shot tonight.
The real University of Louisiana
is LSU.
Is Tiger Stadium.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Go Tigers.
Maybe we can pronounce it like we do up here in Tennessee and call it Lafayette.
Or Louisiana.
Yes.
Louisiana.
Louisiana Lafayette.
Then at 8 o'clock tonight, Dodgers San Fran. I absolutely believe and will book it that the Dodgers win tonight. There is no way they lose two at home to the Giants. This is going the distance.
Could be right. You could be right. It's a heck of a series between two rivals. And I know they've said that they've never met in the postseason, but technically that's not true because they met in the 51 playoff
Bobby
game.
Thompson.
And they also met in a three-game series in 62, won by the Giants.
Right. So there. Watson, are you with me? Dodgers win tonight.
Yeah, are y'all watching TV? Look at that hot dog.
Oh, yeah. Adam Wainwright.
My gosh, does that thing look good.
Yeah. Looks like he's enjoying it. That's A.J. Pierzynski on the left.
Oh, Charlie's, I may get me one of them, George.
To go with your free pie?
Maybe with my free pie.
Yeah.
That you'll claim you gave to us.
Let's see what we got. Houston leads the White Sox 5-1. It looks like the Astros are going to close it out. But. Yes. Yes. Watson, yesterday, the chop was loud.
It's about time it got back.
Yeah.
Seriously. That place is loud. It makes a big difference.
Oh.
But in past years here, it hadn't been the same.
So you're saying Brave fans are finally back on board with this team?
I think they are.
Yeah. Yeah, this is, look, and they have been for two or three years now. This is a fun group. This is the nucleus of a world title team. Now, I don't think it's this year, but the fact that without Acuna, Marcelo Ozuna, and Mike Soroka, they're here.
Oh, it's pretty remarkable.
Pretty amazing. Really is. And we, the Braves, need to get it done today. We do not need to go back to Milwaukee and have to face Corbin Burns.
No, you don't want that.
By the way, Pogi is in attendance at Truist Park. Pogi, enjoy your stay in Hotlanta, and may you come back a loser. Yeah. Maybe we'll play that for him Thursday. Anyway, we're done. We'll see you tomorrow on the Plaster Radio Network.
This is exclusive coverage of the Atlanta Braves on WPDQ, Drexboro, WNSR, Brentwood, Nashville.